Yes, sir.
A couple things. Is there going to be some sort of restriction on the sale of beverages, alcoholic beverages, the final weekend of April?
Well, that would be an emergency order, and that just so you know, we have made our local package vendors aware of the possibility of that occurring. We sent them correspondence late last week. Many of them got it today, and the chief followed up with phone calls to each of those establishments clarifying what may occur that weekend and what our hopes and intents are. So right now, that would be an emergency order. And I'm not seeing any reason to implement it, but making sure that our local business community had enough advance notice if they wanted to prepare for any restrictions on types of containers that were sold, for example, that they could order inventory to make sure that we weren't overly burdening them and they're restricting their sale of beverages in general. That's not our intention. You were to have a copy of the letter, it would show that we're looking at restricting the type of containers that are available out there for that weekend, not necessarily quantity.
You're talking kegs then?
No, talking glass.
Okay.
Glass. That's what we're worried about. We're worried about, we have a general concern, any given event, about glass containers. Not necessarily being used inappropriately, but the cleanup that's involved with a glass bottle after it's broken, whether it's in the right-of-way on public property, the safety hazards that it presents, that's what we want to make sure that with the history of events of that weekend, we want to make sure that that's one less thing we need to be worried about.
So you're not looking to restrict quantity sold, it's the type of container?
Not at this time at all, no. Not a component. We're worried about safety. So.
Okay.
Has there been anyone applying for a permit for...
We have had, and likely are to approve a permit this week. We received it midweek last week. It's going through the process. The chief has given me every indication that he's likely to approve that, but that's for an event on the weekend of May 3rd and 4th.
Okay.
On Wheeler Street?
No. It's in on the North Charles Street at an apartment complex. Had a nice interaction with the management there. They were very cooperative, and we walked them through the process, which we would expect to do with anyone that coming in under that kind of issue. We'd expect our staff to be here to help people to get through the process, not be an obstruction, as long as we're being met on the other side with cooperation. And the management, after they found out that we weren't going to require them to permanently construct a permanent fence as part of the ordinance, that it wasn't meant to be just an area to confine people for that particular event, they were very anxious to proceed with the process. And like I said, I don't mean to assume anything, but the chief gave me indication that preliminary information after review of it was that it was likely to be granted. And we're under a time constraint there as well to get them that approval.
And this is a student-backed
It's a private party by a private company. It's private property. I don't know who's sponsoring it. I think the apartment complex themselves are.
Okay.
That was the group that applied for it.